Well, tell me, first, I think something about Iowa. You've indicated that you were abroad initially.
Yes.
And going to study in Sweden.
Yes. I did come back to Omaha in, I think it was 1938. And at the time I went to WPA in Iowa, I was working in Omaha as a freelance artist and also as the art critic for the Omaha World Herald. And Miss Cresswell, Helen Cresswell, who was at that time director of community and service projects for the project, came over and talked to me about the possibility of going over to Des Moines as supervisor of their production project in Des Moines. And I was strongly in favor of the federal program over the country. I was familiar with the work that had been done. I had interviewed people on the Chicago project several years before, and it sounded very interesting to me. In Nebraska, we never had a project, I think because of the unwillingness of the WPA administrative officials on a state level to do anything about such a purely cultural project such as art. They did have artists employed, but in order to justify their existence, they employed them on recreation projects. Mm-hmm. And was aware, I believe this is true, that the federal art program had on several occasions attempted to come into the state and set up a proper program, a proper art program, but the officials in Lincoln did not feel that such a program would be welcomed by the Nebraska public. At any rate, I did go over to Des Moines as supervisor of the production project in Des Moines. It was localized in the city, and I did continue. I commuted back and forth and kept up with my newspaper work in Omaha.
What was the production project?
Well, the project produced all sorts of products that were allocated to tax-supported institutions in the state of Iowa. There were a lot of block-printed fabrics, quite well designed. The designs had been made several years before by people that were brought as in an assistant supervisory capacity, mostly from Iowa City, mm-hmm. and they were continuing to use those designs, although we did develop designs, that is, we made new ones from time to time. And a great deal of yardage was supplied, that is, the material was bought from retailers in Des Moines, and wholesalers. It was only the printing of it that was done on the project, done by hand, by women workers. Besides that, there were a lot of toys, of various kinds of educational toys that had been designed previously in the project, and they were wooden toys and pounding blocks and all these things. It was they had been designed by people that had some background in that type of production, and as items came up, we put out a few new models.